Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About the feeling for both cities going into this game a little bit. We'll play you what Nick Benito had to say about how he views the Chiefs, their current standing, what they've accomplished, basically, and maybe the respect factor there. But I think when you look at each city, and we'll have a guest on from Denver tomorrow, the idea of this team needs it more, this team needs it more than that team, I think you can make a case for both. But for me, you have on one hand a team that in the standings needs it more, right? Like, so pressure, need more, however you want to phrase it. Well, yeah, that's Kansas City. Because we all know if they lose this game, their odds to win the division, I think they're zero. But I think officially the math says it goes down to about 5% chance the Chiefs can win the division with a loss. I think
Schedule Denver, it'd be hard-pressed to think they're going to lose at least more than two.
So if you're saying need versus pressure, well, look, the Chiefs need it to make sure that they can stay in the divisional conversation, to make sure that the postseason is a real option for them, that it doesn't start to get tricky. But on the other hand, you have a Broncos team. The same reason why I've been skeptical about them. Like, all right, what happens when this happens? What kind of game is Bo Nix going to play? Are they going to, for once and for all, kind of kick down the guys that have been running this division for almost a decade? That's what this game is kind of about on Sunday, I think, if you're the Denver Broncos. The Broncos lose this game, they can still win the division, they're still going to make the playoffs, all that. But there is something to the psyche of you get the Chiefs and you basically bury them in the divisional conversation, and you prove to people, hey, we're a 9-1 team. We're not just talking about winning the division. We're talking about being the number one overall seed in the AFC, maybe, if we win. I think there's some pressure with that.
There's a chance to do things that so many teams don't do. And I always liken it to fights, Alex. You know, it's like UFC. You watch some UFC sometimes. Some guy's getting just totally beat up. And then the fighter doesn't put him out, doesn't knock him out. And guess what happens? Sucker punch or whatever, and the other guy's done. Like, you're getting beat up all this time. Like, all these teams have a chance to knock the Chiefs out. And I know people are celebrating when the Chiefs were getting knocked down early in the season.
Sure.
But this is a true you can knock the Chiefs out moment. Like, you always look for these moments, and you got to kick them when they're down, those kind of things. Like, you got to take advantage when Rasheed Rice isn't playing, Xavier Worthy was hurt those three games. Like, that's when you got to take advantage of the Chiefs. And three teams did. But this is one of those chances right in front of you, even though they still have a division game in Kansas City, but this is in Denver. This is much different for them. This is a true knock the Chiefs. If you want to and you're tired of the Chiefs winning 9 straight division titles, this is your chance. And you know Sean Payton is drilling that in their heads, because it seems like they're getting that message.
Well, because if you lose, if you're Denver on Sunday, and then we fast forward to week 17, week 18, and the Chiefs are a win away from, you know, winning the division, or if they have one thing go their way, they win the division, this will be the week everybody looks back on and says, you had your chance. Heck, if I'm a Chargers fan, you know, as while you're also chasing the Broncos, it's kind of weird. They're in a weird spot. Like, if you're the Broncos, or if you're the Chargers, I'm sorry, you want the Broncos to come back to the pack for you. But at the same time, you also, I think, in a weird way, if you're a Chargers, you want to just alleviate the Chiefs too and say, all right, let's just worry about the Broncos the rest of the way, knowing what we just said there. So yeah, it is a massive swing game for the Chiefs, for the Broncos, and how everybody perceives this division the rest of the way. This is what Nick Benito had to say about the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, and I said it the other day on Thursday night. I mean, you know, this division has been run by the Chiefs for so many years now. So, I mean, if we're going to want to be that team to win the division and, you know, reach the goals that we said we want, we're going to have to go through them and beat them. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
Talk about the mental edge you have if you win this game, if you're Kansas City. Like, if you win, then once again, you know, I know you get the Broncos, as you said, Bink, again at home later on. But if you beat Denver, and knowing what Nick Benito just said there, that's just a massive mental edge I think you have over the Broncos. You'd say, hey, I thought we had a chance to bury them. We didn't. They came into our house. They beat us. Oh, my gosh. Here we go again. The Chiefs are still here. Like, I think there's just a massive edge the rest of the season for the Chiefs over the Broncos if they win. And it changes how the Chiefs locker room approaches the rest of the year. Because let's be real, there's also the other scenario. If Kansas City loses on Sunday, to me, I think you are looking around a little bit in the locker room. You're 5-5. You're saying, are we really? I mean, are we really not going to make the playoffs? That to me, not everybody, not with the vets, but some other guys in that locker room, you're telling me that's not creeping in their mind if they lose on Sunday?
Yeah, and the Chiefs have held that mental edge so much on teams. And sometimes, you know, when the Chiefs had 11 straight games, winning one score games, you know what it came down to, Alex? It wasn't really the X's and O's. It came down to the mental advantage. It's just like the Raiders fumbling it away at the end. That's the mental pressure of, oh, we have a chance to knock out the Chiefs, and then they don't do it. They're not thinking to the detail. Things get lost. But the Chiefs dance in people's heads a bit. It's that mental advantage. That's not football-wise. You can't look at X's and O's. It's the mental advantage. And they get it. That stuff by Benito wasn't smack talk for him, wasn't trash talk, because it obviously works the other way against the Chiefs, where they take this thing to heart. So he's not doing that. And that's some of Sean Payton's probably leadership with that team. Hey, just like Andy Reid, no bulletin board material, beat it. But here's the thing. Patrick Mahomes is 13-1 against Broncos. That's got to be embarrassing for him. Remember, the Chiefs won a 16-game streak in a row. 16 yep. Straight freaking games against the team is unheard of in the National Football League. Because you get accidents that happen all the time. Just like Buffalo losing to Miami and getting hammered. That's an anomaly. That's an asterisk. Those things don't typically happen. But 16 straight against the team, is, be honest with you, that's ridiculous.
I think something that is probably more of a late in the game if the Chiefs are fortunate enough to have the lead or control. But I think it was Nate Taylor who mentioned this to us weeks ago, that he doesn't think Andy Reid and this coaching staff has forgotten about how the Broncos handled week 18 last year. We all remember The Chiefs, of course, just completely, you know, went in with one of the most vanilla game plans you'll ever see in an NFL regular season.
Carson Wentz game.
Carson Wentz, they did nothing. And the Broncos ran the score up. Absolutely ran it up. And we say, hey man, you can stop them. It's not so much that's that the Chiefs basically were doing you a favor to a certain extent, to lay down a bit. And I think there is some truth to what Nate Taylor was saying a few weeks ago about that, where like the Chiefs, they are out for blood, not just because of the divisional circumstance, but I don't think they forgot how Sean Payton handled week 18 last week. Last
of course,
year.
When we think about the Broncos and what they're saying and Benito there, we say, hey, we got to get through the Chiefs. Like, he understands, all right, it's not about the Chargers, who do have advantages in games over the Broncos and the Chiefs, actually sitting in a good spot. The fact that they've beaten them twice, they went 3-0 against the division week 1, 2, and 3. So that's a pretty good deal for the Chargers. But for the Chiefs, like you said there, and Nate Taylor, the running up the score last year when you had your backups in that game, then everybody claiming the Chiefs, you know, let the Broncos win so the Bengals didn't get in the playoffs and all that kind of stuff that you had. But for the Chiefs, it's that mindset. It's that championship mindset they have. They talk about that championship swag. They talk about the culture in Kansas City. Well, this is a chance to see it. If all that culture and that championship, you know, mindset this team has, there's a team right in front of you. There's a team right in front of you with 3 games. They could go to 4 games. Just like what Mahomes said yesterday. Hey, if we lose this, they got 4 games on us. Division's probably over at that point. So the Chiefs feel their back in the corner, and a lot of times when somebody feels their back's in the corner, they come out fighting a little bit. So I'm expecting a different Chiefs, and you're coming off the bye week. We've had nothing but to think about this. I mean, I just look at all these little things that have happened to the Chiefs this year, and this is the biggest one. You know, another one, too, when the franchise is a great show, the Chiefs do, but that one, the ESPN, the Kingdom, I was like, so here the Chiefs go. They're trying to wash that Philadelphia game out of their mind, right? Out of mind, out of sight, that Super Bowl. And I knew it happened because as soon as the previews for the Kingdom was coming out in August, you know, had the green confetti coming down and all that for the Eagles, I knew they'd be reminded of it again, but I didn't mind it.
I had that Fleetwood Mac song stuck in my head for a while.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't think the Chiefs would mind it. I thought it honestly would piss them off, be another chip on the shoulder for them as far as going into the season. So this would be the top one. The fact that the Broncos game last year and the fact that all of a sudden the Broncos and, you know, kind of feeling it, even though their fans aren't feeling it, I get there's a lot of Chiefs are going to win this game with their fan base, which is really weird for Broncos fans because usually they are extremely cocky. I mean, they're Buffalo Bills fans times two sometimes, to be honest with you, but they're not like that right now. And I think it's kind of that.
Well, because they're watching their offense.
Attitude, the wait and see attitude.
They're one, because I think there is respect towards Kansas City, but also their offense and Bo Nix.
They booed their team.
Have not played all that great. I mean, and they're coming off a game against the Raiders where it was abysmal. That's a big part of it. We'll get a Broncos perspective tomorrow. Nick Ferguson, who played safety for the Broncos, who does radio in Denver, we've had on the show, I think, once a year over the last couple of years. He'll join us tomorrow in the 10 o'clock hour. So we'll get the Broncos side of things on this whole thing.
The thing
as well.
To me, though, Alex, is make them boo. Like, make them have good defensive stops, get on the scoreboard early, get that crowd instead of the incomplete.
I hate that too.
It's the most annoying thing in all sports.
Very annoying.
But get them to where they're booing their team. Get them to where Bo Nix is getting booed. Get them to where that Broncos team
Bo
is
Nix?
Getting booed.
Is it the Bo Nix? Nix?
But get the Broncos out of their, you know, get that fan base, not the home field advantage, because it's clearly not when your home fans are booing you. So
I think
that home field advantage.
Yeah, I do think Denver's one of the better home fields in the NFL. And in an age where we've got...
It is, but not when your fans are booing.
Sure, I understand. They're not the first fan base that's ever booed their team for not scoring. You know, they had one touchdown in 17 possessions. But I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.